Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Big fan of the lukewarm applause.
Yes.
As I casually sort of now, everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
okay. That's kind of cool he's here, sure.
You're done?
I'm done insulting the audience. Go on.
So, before the show, we're like, oh, we should just like launch straight into it. I'll just introduce the show. We get straight into it to stop all of this.
Yeah.
First thing that happens, Jax walks on stage. Hey, guys! It's me. Well, I'm ignoring all
of you. Like of applause. I feel like I had to address it, you know. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, everyone. And welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh, live in Manchester, night two. Hey, they clapped me. Where we ask the important questions, and just a quick sidebar here, this question is long and I'm definitely going to fuck it up. Which fictional vehicle would be the best addition to the Fast and the Furious street racing team?
Well, I'm going to choose the car from Back to the Future.
Ah.
Because I feel, if anything, the franchise of Fast and Furious needs is a little bit of time travel.
So, I was just going to say, are we like auditioning for the team in a street race?
Well, yeah.
Are you rolling up?
So, I'm rolling up. Have I got Marty on the dock? Also, do I have to get, I've got to trick some terrorists.
Are you going
to
be...
Before we even get to that point.
Yeah.
So... Presumably, to join the Fast and the Furious team, which is what we want to do with this question,
yes,
we need to beat Vin Diesel himself in a street race.
Well, yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Which is where the DeLorean comes in.
Yep.
Yeah. And now, back to where you're at.
All right, well, that's very simple. All I got to do is go 88 miles per hour, and then I got to, like...
What, then you disappear?
And then I disappear.
Dummy Toretto's like, what?
Did he win the race?
But then I would appear, basically, instantaneously up the road a bit.
Oh, where have you been?
He's been in time.
I went to the future.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But only like five minutes.
You went to the past.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't go to the past.
Yeah, because what did he think?
What if Sammy goes to the past and then arrives behind?
fuck, I've rear-ended me.
What did he?
I've made the time paradox.
I'm gonna beat you in a woo.
Sorry, that's just me. It's me 2 minutes from now. That's good.
I'm just worried because if you go to the future,
yeah,
there's a chance that.
Like 30 seconds.
But then your car hasn't moved, his car has.
Yeah, because you're not going.
That's why you need to go into the past so that he's behind you.
That's right.
No, that doesn't make sense. Zabba just needs to win the race regularly.
All right, so
you can't do that because you're going to hope you go 88 miles an hour.
So you go 88 miles per hour, but you got to set yourself back maybe like a minute and a half. So as I'm accelerating to go back to the future, I see myself appearing winning the race.
There needs to be two DeLoreans existing.
Yeah.
At a very small moment in time, because then I know, like, yeah, I got it. All right. It's a confidence boost as well.
But do you need to actually win the race? Like, you know what I mean? It's not a teleporting car. You need to actually win the race so that that is a future you can go to.
But if I'm going back in time to be, like, you know, 2 minutes ago, I'm 2 minutes now ahead of the race.
But your car's not moving!
No,
yeah,
sir.
I've already gone 88 miles per... I've already travelled a bit.
And then you're
car! I'm going this way.
Okay.
Dominic Turner's going this way. Yeah. You be Dominic Turner. Okay. I won't hit 80 miles per hour, alright?
Okay, you disappear.
Now travel back in time.
I keep going.
You're back here because it's back in time, you fuckwit.
Okay.
I am now here. We keep going. Rinse and repeat.
Okay.
Would just like to point out that I got called a fuckwit for saying you need to go back into the past. And now, who's the fuckwit?
Me, somehow.
Time travel's confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not know what was going on.
As Australian boys, 88 miles per hour always just seemed like, you know, like whatever. Now that we've been driving around the UK a lot, 88 miles an hour is really fucking fast.
Yeah,
to the point where if you're driving 88 miles an hour, you might just win the race.
That is true. Yeah, that is always...
Or I've got to pray for a lightning storm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, plutonium is necessary for your car to be any good.
Yeah.
But that's fine, I guess.
Dominic's fucking jazzed, though.
It's useful for doing heists and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it cheating?
Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
Without knowing what you're gonna say,
yeah.
Are any of our choices not cheating?
Mine's not. Cheating is maybe the wrong word for it.
Well, I mean, it's a street race. What are the rules?
The street
to the other end.
Yeah, it's just get to the other end by whatever means necessary. I guess it's just like time NOS, really. It's like... That's basically all you're doing. Dominic Toretto releases the NOS, you go forward in time.
Although I do like at a street race, it just has Marty McFly and the Doc coming in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win this race, Marty.
Where's our car? You stole it. It's great that with the DeLorean, you're not like, time to become a millionaire like Biff Tannen, and you're like, winning a street race.
I'm enjoying this tough game.
Well, you want to be part of La Familia, I guess.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, frankly?
I mean, that's the greatest treasure of them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just remember the street race is famously a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a time.
Yeah. That's not very far.
You maybe will not be able to get up to 88 miles an hour to impress Dominic Toretto.
DeLoreans are also pieces of shit.
They are a
notoriously bad car. Also, you leave flame behind you and lose your number plate each time. If I'm a cop, I'm like, why has he got no number plate?
You mean street racing, my friend?
Yes.
Or time traveling? Both are crimes.
Crime cops on me now. Come on.
It is funny that in Back to the Future, every time they time travel, they need to get a new number plate.
Yes.
That's just an extra added unnecessary hassle.
If I'm working at an auto repair store...
Yeah.
Yeah, every time they come in, they're like, ask for a new number plate. The first two times I don't notice, but then the third time I'm like, where are they going?
It's funny as well, because
the first time is actually my fifth.
Yeah, that's true. Time travel is confusing. It's funny because the number plates is out of time, right? I was going to be like, they're going to have to get out of time one, out of time two. But actually, because it's time travel, they are...
Yeah, well, no, the first time they get it, it'll have to be out of time two, because I'm like, yeah, some guy in 1955 had out of time one.
Damn it!
Stockpile, mate.
I feel like the biggest risk of time travel is that I'll get frustrated at myself, and then I'll have heaps of me's coming back to fight me.
Stop fucking it up! I haven't yet.
You will.
Now I'm gonna do it out of spite. Fuck you, future Jackson. Your shit.
Jackson fucked up time travel and it just became one big brawl.
Well, if Dominic Toretto and the gang got a hold of time travel, would that be a problem? Because it just seems that then they're just gonna use that to fix a lot of problems, which will then seem to kind of create more problems.
Pretty much every problem that the Fast and the Furious crew have in the movies where there's stakes.
Yeah.
the only reason that happens is because cops come up to them and they're like, I know about your past.
Yeah.
You're so gonna do me one last job and I'll erase your past and you can live happily ever after, La Familia.
Yeah. So we just go back in time and run over that cop's parents. Yeah. Done.
I was gonna be like, I don't think that's very La Familia, but they murder pretty indiscriminately.
Yeah.
They're cool with it, whatever. They'll kill someone's parents, they don't mind.
Give me a problem, I'll fix it with murdering someone's parents. Go on.
Let me try and remember the Fast and the Furious movies. Flying a plane, someone's flying a plane away.
And it's first movie. Guess whose parents are getting run over by a car? The pilots.
I thought you were going to be like the inventor of the plane. Wright brothers.
Mr. and Mrs. Wright.
And then in the future, they're just driving on a runway.
Huh.
Weird that we still made Ron. We're gonna put something on these one day.
No, no, what? It's,
it's gonna roll.
In the first movie, they're stealing DVD players from a truck.
Guess who's getting run over by a car? Mr. and Mrs. DVD.
Bang, bang! But then they
go. VHS Pro!
But then if you do that, you've stopped the Fast and the Furious films from happening.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Dominic Toretto is not happy.
So, and then Paul Walker, whose character is
Dominic Toretto. Well, then there's no La Familia. Don't even
join your club if your club never existed. My own club, better.
Okay, so your solution now is not to win the race. It's to rock up in a DeLorean. They mock you for having a garbage car. You lose the race, then you travel back in time, kill Dominic Toretto's parents. There's no longer a gang. You feel good because you wiped out something that was too cool for you.
Yeah, my feelings are no longer hurt.
I like that hurt feelings is something you can't stomach, but murder is.
Someone said I was lying in time to kill.
He said I didn't belong in his family. No, no, I'll have none of that.
I'll fucking show his family.
That's fucked up, because then that means the Fast and the Furious gang just never stop any of the world-ending problems.
Yeah.
You've destroyed Earth.
Yeah.
Because you got your feelings.
So, did I have to then take over Dominic Toretto's position?
Yeah.
I don't think I can do
that. Do you know how to street race?
No.
You gotta befriend Paul Walker, who then marries your sister.
That's alright.
You don't have a sister.
No.
And the other
reason, how do you feel about effeminate men?
Do you know how to do that one trick in a car where you pull a lever and the car spins in place and then you're reversing?
A handbrake turn, but fucked?
Yes.
I can give
this,
it a go.
The lever? That's a handbrake. You don't have your license, and I'm starting to figure out why.
The car lever. Look, is that a red hot guard?
That move happens basically every Fast and the Furious. It's great to imagine you, just like, okay, so it's great that you're part of the team now.
Yeah.
But a lot of their heists involve driving.
Yes.
And if you hit 88 miles an hour, you time travel. So they're like, all right, Zappa's got the safe in his DeLorean. Woof! He just goes, the safe off a bridge. Oh, he's in the 50s again.
I don't bought the safe back in the 50s.
Wouldn't be nice. No, but the safe's not gonna come, it's just gonna slide off your car.
How does the DeLorean work? Is it just kind of like anything within and contained?
Yeah.
So like, if I'm going like 87 miles per hour,
yes,
and a bird lands on the bonnet, and gets perched somehow,
yeah,
and doesn't die. It's just like sitting there going like freaking out.
Yeah.
And then we go an extra mile.
Yeah.
And then like then lightning, oh, it lightning.
The bird dies.
Yeah, gets got with flame.
Yeah, or it becomes a crispy chicken on the other side.
Or, you invented KFC.
Alright, what if a lad is on a hoverboard holding onto the DeLorean and then we're going 88 miles per hour?
Does
what
that happen?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think that's ever happened in any movie.
There's only been one movie with a. What? I don't think. Yeah.
He rides, but he's not gone 88 miles.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't go into the future. Well, I think he'd die, basically. You can't be outside the time stream. But in the time, you gotta wear a suit or something, you know?
A hazmat suit will be fine.
Yeah.
Alright, so, Zabit, you've done pretty well. You've destroyed Earth. Oh.
Did this mean Marty and the Doc are after me?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you said.
Well, they would be if Earth had not been destroyed. They're dead.
You've murdered parents, which then destroyed the world. Good job. You only had to win a street race. I don't even know how you managed to do that.
How far back of murdering parents do you reckon I gotta go to murder everyone?
Pretty far back. But not that far back. Just run over caveman.
Yeah. Oh, it's Mrs. Caveman.
I like the idea of you going back in time and running over someone's parents and you just die. Like, yeah. You fade away, you're like, oh. Twist.
It is great to imagine you going back in time, running over cavemen, coming into the future, being like, everyone's still around? Alright, back in time. Wrong cavemen. I can't get the right ones.
Get that right one. Maybe I'll run over that big lizard too.
See what happens. So I pick,
and just a reminder, you just need to clear the bar that is solo,
yeah.
Which is win a race,
yeah.
And somehow manage to do it without destroying the world.
Yeah. Don't go.
Well, I don't know if we're going to destroy the world. The boat from Jaws. Because if a boat can kill a shark, it can win a street race.
Yeah, Sam, but like...
Looking over the edge, being like, I challenge you to a duel. Dominic Jarrett's like, what are you talking about? I just gotta get some wind and I will bait you. Right, no, that is not a sailboat.
It's not a sailboat, it's a motor. He just drives off. What you want is someone in front of you,
yeah.
Like that's laying fresh asphalt,
oh.
So it's not quite as solid, it's a little bit liquid.
That's clever.
And then you just like churning up hot asphalt at the spectators.
Yeah. It's kind of a weapon now, which is good. I've got a harpoon on the front, don't I?
Yeah.
Just harpoon the car in front of me.
I'm assuming buckets of chum.
Yeah. Chum in the enemy's cars. Enemies, yeah, alright. Someone pulls up alongside me to like give me a hot burn and I just dump chum in their window. Hey, your car is... And then through the chum he's like, a boat. I know. Do you know how hard it was to get it onto the street at 1 a.m? Just let me race.
Alright.
Can I have sails?
Yeah,
make it easier for me. Alright, then I want sails on top of my motorboat.
Done. Alright, let's go make it. You be you.
Okay.
Alright, it's gonna be Dominic.
Dusha, you be the wind.
Okay. Okay. Alright, 3, 2, 1. Alright, go!
Actually, sorry, I just stay in place. But my sails get full! Is that Dominic Toretto reversing to be mean to me?
You alright?
Yeah, just waiting for some better wind.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do over?
Hey, I'm moving! And then I win the race.
Tortoise in the hare!
Yeah, exactly!
Yes!
Dominic Toretto was too embarrassed by me. And he comes back and I throw chum in his car.
Ah.
And then turning is going to be hard. Chances are I'm just going to hit that corner and keep going.
Yeah.
Back into the sea.
So, in street racing,
yes.
Are there corners?
Sometimes, yes. They are sharp corners.
In this street race, the one from First Fast and Furious, you have to cross a train line, but it's a straight road.
Okay.
I can do that.
A train comes mid-race, also.
I will not be able
well,
to do that.
The train comes mid-race, but that's like when everyone's near it. The boats.
Yeah, I'll be miles
behind.
Oh, pray they get hit by the train.
That's funny.
So Dominic Toretto is driving around this, but looks at his rearview mirror like, what the fuck? And then gets train. Alright, so he's dead.
It's great because we know in the film they don't get destroyed by a train, so it's funny to imagine me leaning out of my boat being like, come on. Oh, damn it.
That was my one hope.
That's what I was counting on to win this race.
I guess it makes...
Look, I'll give you that. They're all very distracted and just kind of like, maybe he'll do something.
Well, actually, if you take too long to set up,
yeah.
Because one car misses the train, but the other one doesn't and has
okay.
to stop. So if you start just either a little bit earlier or a little bit later, they might get hit by that train.
That's pretty good.
That's good. All right.
It's just a slow process of I reach a corner, I have to get out, turn it by hand, get back in, hope the wind comes.
You're basically like Australian hero Stephen Bradbury this.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone else, Stephen Bradbury was an Australian ice skater, and he only won because everyone else fell over.
Yeah.
Fun fact about that story, though, is everyone remembers he won a gold medal. He was in that gold medal race because exactly the same thing happened the race before.
The qualifying. So, national heroes. I reckon you could just do that.
If I Steve Bradbury this shit, I like when I finally roll over that finish line and all of the street racing punks are waiting, like, bored because it's 6 in the morning by this point. Also, my boat will get destroyed. It's made of wood.
Yeah.
Also, at 6 in the morning, regular traffic is started.
I think the cops are there because you've churned up the road. You probably got some, like, you know, highway maintenance people being like,
I'll just play it stupid. I'll be like, is a boat not street legal? I didn't know.
This makes sense to why my grandpapa always said, never bring a boat to a street fight.
Hey, was cool, my grandpa. He was in a lot of street fights. I know this is a street race officer. That's on me.
Anyway.
It's on him to get rid of the boat. I'll just climb out. I didn't join the club.
They're dead.
You lost. You killed Dominic Toretto, which means destroyed the world again.
Damn it. It's really hard not to kill Dominic Toretto.
It's not. It's just hard to win the race without him dying.
Surprisingly, bringing a car seems to be... Yeah, alright, so like a boat.
Alright.
The boat from Jaws, not back.
Yeah.
If I can have Jaws as well, does that change it?
The addition
of a big shark. Yeah. Does that make me quicker or slower?
Like, is it pulling you along like a chariot?
Yes.
Alright.
Harpooned Jaws flopping around at the front of my boat.
Remember, okay, the boat from Jaws is famously eaten by Jaws
from
behind.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the street race, I guess, let's do it, Zaman. You'll be Dominic Toretto, I'll be my boat. 3, 2, 1. Ah! The shark is eating my boat! Help!
And then...
What?
No, your boat's gone, but Dominic Toretto reverses.
Yeah.
What's Jaws doing now?
Eating Dominic Toretto! Fuck!
And what have you done?
Destroyed the world.
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Alright, so you brought a time travel car to a street race and a boat to a car race.
Yep. Yeah.
Both great options, but have you thought about bringing a train to a car
race? Oh!
My choice is the train from Thomas the Tank Engine.
Good choice. Good choice. That was good.
Some would call him Thomas.
Some might.
So, I figure he fits 2 criteria. 1, fast. 2, big bald head.
I think
that's true.
I think you're gonna be like 1 fast, 2 furious.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think Thomas has got a pent up rage, but is he fast?
Not on gravel.
People are shaking their heads. He's never been in a fucking street race. I'll make the rules. He's fast as fuck.
Does he have carriages or is it just loose?
He's just loose. Okay. Carriages slow him down.
So. Yeah, the problem that Jack had in his speedboat.
Yes.
The motor was churning up the road.
Yeah.
You're going to have that with train wheels.
No. But sparks set the other cars on fire.
Hey,
blush. Convincing Thomas. I'll be Thomas. I'll be, hello, I'm a very useful engine. What's up? I'm Cockney for some reason.
All right, apples and pears, it's me, Thomas the Tank Engine. What can I do for you, lad?
Hey, lad.
Yeah, Thomas. Right, what's up?
My name's Joel.
How you doing?
Are you sick of being a train?
Yeah, man, chance? I'm fucking over it.
Yeah, you know how, do you want to join a gang?
Hell yeah. Let me fuck off me old gang first.
Hey, old gang.
Boys, it's off. I'm moving to the States, doing street racing now.
Thomas, no.
Shut the fuck up, Percy. You piece of garbage.
You've been a right prick since day one. Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of this old island of fucking soda.
Time to get to real action.
Drives himself into an island and boards it up.
And then you take Thomas off the island of soda, cigarette in mouth. Big train size cigarette dangling out of his mouth. Cigarette smoke coming out of Thomas.
And the Thomas Tank Engine theme playing.
It's great to imagine him pulling up at the street race and spitting that big cigarette into someone's car.
All right, dears. Here we fucking go.
See?
Cockney Thomas rules. Alright, yeah. Alright. So, Cockney Thomas.
He's keen!
Ripping up that street.
But he's still not
fast.
Yeah.
He wants it badly, but he cannot drive on road.
How much prep time do you have?
You can put train track down.
And how confident a railway builder are you?
Yes.
Not much. Not very.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
But keen.
Hey. Look, both you and Thomas want it badly. And that's fucking half the battle.
What I don't have an experience, I make up for an enthusiasm.
Yeah. Or can it be just like, you go, I'll challenge Dominic Toretto. Don't worry, it's fine. It's just me. I'll run on foot. And then you got Thomas on the railways.
On the wings.
Dominic Toretto just whoop bang.
That's
and
clever.
You just run down.
Thomas is like a hitman.
Wait.
Yeah, we
killed Thomas. fuck.
What's wrong with us?
But maybe, and this is a big call, maybe Thomas could replace Dominic Toretto. None of us three could.
But Thomas.
All right.
Fast, furious, big, bald head.
Perfect.
Okay.
The attitude.
Yeah, he's got the attitude. There's not a lot of train tracks.
Who do we think would win in a fight between Thomas the Tank Engine and Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Ooh.
It's an important thing to take into consideration.
Good luck rock bottoming a train, dickhead.
I feel like that ends with Thomas eating.
Yeah, not so fucking tough now, are you? You're me train stomach.
Me train gut.
I'ma fucking digest you, lad. Don't know fucking how. Where will you go? Who knows? My body's a fucking mystery, lad.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like this is scary for you. Like, when you started, you were in charge. When Rosie's left eyes.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas, you're sick. In a good way.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking close.
More cocaine, Mr. Tank Engine?
Yeah.
Bring it here. You've got to bring it up to me nose, though, because I don't have hands. Imagine just cupping your hands full of cocaine. Him doing a bit.
Just forming like a railing, you know, on the railway. Just making a line, like a giant line of cocaine.
That's good, because you have rails next to rails.
Yeah.
Or actually, it'd be rail in front of rails on rails.
Yeah, so bad for you because Thomas has taken over your life. But good for you because you get rid of Railway Thomas. He's just a
train. He seems like a good mate.
Yeah.
He'll look out for good you. Is a subjective word I wouldn't use, but alright.
Well, look, when he quit the other game, he didn't eat any of them. He was just like, I'm done here.
Yeah, he only ate Dwayne the Rock Johnson because he challenged his authority.
How much shit is Thomas going to put up with? And he's just like, yeah, look, old game, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm going to join a new game.
Well, apparently, yeah, all it takes is somebody to come along and be like, hey Thomas, wanna join a new gang? And he's like, yeah, alright, you guys are fucked.
Yeah, I feel Statham's gonna be like, oi Thomas,
yeah,
fuck off that familiar, join this one.
He's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
I wanna hear a conversation between Jason Statham and Thomas the Tank Engine. Yeah. Go on.
What am I doing both voices?
Because
they're the same voice.
<He's having that. laughs>
Oi, I've got a bald head. Yeah, me too. Mine's bigger.
Yeah,
but I have legs and arms. Yeah, well I got fucking wheels. And then they just run at each other, full pelt. Choo choo! Yeah!
Jason Statham punches Thomas in the mouth, but Thomas just eats the hand. Jason Statham, hand torn up, doesn't give a fuck. Punching Thomas in.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The eye with his remaining fist.
Whoever wins, we lose. Right? In that situation.
This Fast and Furious movie fucking works.
Imagine that front cover, Jason Tatum with one arm. Like, you'd be like, whatever this movie is about, I will enjoy it. That is a guarantee.
Fucking hell.
So, strong choice, but unfortunately, you've also
killed Dominic Toretto. Yeah.
All right, how about this? All right. So we need something that won't just straight away kill Dominic Toretto.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look, I've already been kind of showing that I cannot be trusted behind the wheels of a car.
No.
So what about the behind the wheels of the horse from Zelda, Link's horse opponent?
A horse?
Yes. What's not just any horse, that horse.
What's, okay. What's faster, car or horse?
How many horsepower does a car generally have?
More than one?
Right.
If a car is one horsepower, we wouldn't need cars. Also, for anyone, because there was a bit of blank looks, Empona from Zelda is just a horse. So if you're not sure what to think about, imagine a horse.
But a horse that can be summoned by an ocarina, yeah. Which is a wind instrument.
You sing a song, she pops up, you're like, fuck yeah, a horse.
I guess you could just, if you manage to start at the end of the race.
And what if there's like a lot of carrots?
Horse song. I don't know the song. Then you just get to the end and win with a horse.
Can I use NOS?
Yeah.
Carrots are basically horse NOS.
I don't know enough about NOS to know what NOS is.
Alright, get a big canister. Yeah. You gotta put it up the horse somewhere.
Just strap it to the horse's belly.
Alright, that's better than I was gonna put it.
Yeah, that was a preemptive thing, don't worry.
The belly might, like, it's got fire and burn things.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to burn the horse's dick,
that's
fair. All right,
let's do on the side of this big horse belly. Yeah.
What about on the legs?
Duck.
Four nosses on each leg. No, you'll just go up. Three, two, one, that, like, little tea towel or whatever hits the floor.
Dominic Turner's like, that horse is definitely dead.
You could be a good owner and de-summon it in the air. You'll die, but the horse will live.
The ultimate choice.
That's a dead horse.
Yeah, that's a dead horse. That's a dead both of you.
Yeah, to be honest.
Well, what else can the ocarina do? Because, mate, you'll need the ocarina to get the horse. Does that have any street racing benefits?
It can make things wet.
Okay.
I can summon rain.
It can slow down time.
Oh, fuck, that's much better than my one. Alright, stop. I'm gonna mention Grizzly. That's gonna piss him off.
If they're like, Jackson, hey, I'm a wizard, you can choose a power. Be wet, slow down time. I will be like, sir, I am already wet. I choose the slowing time.
So there's a song that makes time move at half speed. So now you just need to beat a car that goes half as fast as it usually would, which one horse. Still not really good.
That's just like time is slowed and when it stops, you
can
still lose.
But can I just keep playing it rapidly?
How much breath you got?
A decent amount.
Yeah, maybe.
And look.
Yeah.
Like, we can say yes, that will help, but if you play it again, it just speeds up to normal time.
Ah,
so,
damn.
I'll just be like.
Surely there's one. Now, isn't there one where I go back 3 days?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. You go back 3 days to another street.
You go back 3 days on the horse, just get hit by a car straight away. Because traffic has resumed.
Whose horse is this?
All right.
Slowing down time. But it might give me enough, like, to just maybe aim like a carrot.
Okay.
Into Dominic Toretto's
so
car.
So you get the horse in Dominic Toretto's car. Yes.
Oh, so wait, you're saying throw the carrot into his exhaust.
Yeah.
And then the car blows up.
Yeah.
And Dominic Toretto dies.
Fuck.
And the world is...
over. It's dead. That's a shame.
One of the Ocarina songs calls Princess Zelda, who says, "Don't call me right now."
Yeah.
Is that of use to us?
Delete this song.
Okay. Right. What else can the Ocarina of Time? I can transport to temples.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know.
So how about this? We'll make it. I'll orchestrate. So the end of the race is at the start of a temple.
Okay.
Ah! Then I can just be like, all right, ready, go. All right, let me just play this song. And I play the song, and I popped up, and I'm there, and I'm like, see, I did it.
Yeah. Okay.
But your horse is still at the start.
Then I'll summon the horse real quick.
By this time, again, it's a quarter mile race. You might have still lost.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And also, because using the teleporting thing, like, okay, so I'm the start line, Jax is the finish line. If you end up over there, you haven't won the race. It doesn't matter if you go further in the wrong direction.
Can we make
talk about distance?
Yeah. Mm.
So we can't make it a quarter mile from where I will pop up?
I don't think you, in a street race, get to choose where the race happens.
You're like, yeah, hey, yeah, no, this street race seems sick, but what if it was up a volcano?
I like you being like, Dominic Toretto, does this street race end in a church? I can get to any church in the city.
Yeah? Come on, you're a religious fellow.
I guess that's kind of good for heists, maybe. Mm. Yeah, look, no, not unless you're heisting a church, which I guess you wouldn't be. Alright.
Yeah.
So, look. You've done okay. Both times you killed Dominic Toretto and destroyed the world, but you've done it in style. You launched a horse off once. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You've tried to teleport, which again would blow Dominic Toretto's mind.
Yeah.
But you haven't won the race.
No. Would blow his mind enough that he stops concentrating on his race and crashes his car
and dies?
And what?
Yeah, it's hard.
I got it. He just braked.
Yeah.
Nah, I want him to die.
Yeah, look, fair. Well,
Jackson.
Yes. I think
you're both from Jaws.
Too little.
Too big. That's too small. You probably need
a bigger boat. I choose the Titanic.
Or the boat from Titanic. Also known as Titanic.
Big and full of wealthy socialites.
Is the Titanic already longer than a quarter mile? Have I won by virtue of size?
I have to yell down. I'm challenging you! He can't hear me. I'll have to go down the gangplank and be like, this is my entry in the competition.
Ready and go, I won.
I've already won, go home.
It's good as well because I save everyone on the Titanic. Like, let's not throw that under the rug. I've stopped the Titanic disaster.
Is it pre or post iceberg?
If it's post iceberg, I have to be quick. It's falling apart.
I like the idea that somehow ended up on the Titanic, pushed the driver, the boat pilot.
Yeah, King Boat.
King Boat. You pushed King Boat idiot out of the way. Off the ship.
Into the sea.
Boat steering wheel. Yep. Save everyone. Everyone claps. And you're like, sweet. Now off to a street race.
Hey, what would you guys like to do the most right now?
I'd really like to go home.
No.
Hey, okay, hands up who is going to say street race.
I like to imagine one guy with a twirly mouth.
Me.
I love a street race.
Yes. You are my co-pilot.
Hell yeah!
And then I get it somehow on the shore
and
all the way down the street.
Yeah.
Will I take up both lanes? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Will you take
more
up
than that? Yes.
City block. Will you destroy the city?
Look, Jack. Yes. Now you got the right idea of thinking about Titanic, the movie.
Sure.
But look, boats famously cannot move on land.
That is a famous thing about boats.
Seems to be a little bit slippy.
Ah.
You know what is slippy? Or the iceberg.
Ah!
From Titanic.
Carve out the little chair on the top of the iceberg. Get someone to push me, I guess.
Just get propelled from the Titanic hitting you. Orchestrated so you definitely sink the Titanic.
Yeah. I have to be on one of the smokestacks as we hit the iceberg and leap off onto the iceberg.
Or, like, again, a couple of NOS cannons.
Oh, my God.
Like an iceberg.
Sad how temporary my iceberg vehicle is. It'll, like, at the end of the race, be nothing left. And Dominic will be like, well, how are you going to do heists with this chest?
I'll be right back.
I have a lot of water now. Is that of use to you?
Road's very wet.
Is that good?
Yeah.
What if we do the street race on the Titanic? Does that count?
How it? What?
Like, what's he racing?
Well, if this...
What are you racing? Because both of your things, one's either the iceberg, which is not on the Titanic, famously. The other is the Titanic, which you're now racing on.
Yeah.
Which, again, famously is not on the Titanic.
Well, what I was thinking... The iceberg, it kind of goes through the Titanic, yeah. So in what a way it's going
to remember the discussion we had mere moments ago where I said, if I'm the start, Jackson's the end, and you go that way, that doesn't mean I win. Cutting through the racetrack doesn't mean you win.
Well, what I was thinking is that if I'm in the Titanic, no one else can actually race, because I've taken up the road. But if they do it on the Titanic, they can still race, but I still win because my vehicle is still the Titanic.
So you're trying to be like... Okay,
what if my vehicle was the road?
Yeah.
Why don't you just walk up and be like, hey, this is my vehicle, it's a quarter mile.
Yeah. Imagine I just bring like a little plastic chair and put it down on the ground and sit in it.
Ready, go. Oh, I was racing a quarter mile of road.
I won. Went,
yeah.
No, you didn't.
Shut up, Dominic.
Yeah, look, okay, maybe the Titanic. But, you know, it's big. That's pretty good. No sails again.
So, again... It's the Titanic.
Yes.
Bang. Dominic Trudeau. Bang.
Yep.
And then the person drops the kerchief. You're in a state.
That was so loud.
Yeah. Well, that's it's a big ship.
Big. Yeah. So really what Dominic
did. Yeah.
But,
okay, 3, 2, 1, go. I didn't even turn it on because the captain came back and killed me. This is my boat. Fair enough, guy.
Yeah that's look, your last words. Fair enough, guy. Brat.
Yeah.
You haven't killed Dominic.
No, that's pretty good.
Why don't you kill yourself?
Unless...
Yeah.
Unless I... Like, how did I get my boat there? Did I drop it on the racetrack?
Oh, because everyone thinks the Titanic's sinking, did a wealthy socialite fall on Dominic?
Oh. Everybody gets in, like, you know...
That's very, very funny for me. That you're racing the Titanic, but everyone's selecting, like, it's sinking. People just... jumping off the whole time you're racing.
like lifeboats just smashing into the concrete. But maybe one of them will land on an enemy car. Why do I keep saying enemy car?
It's a straight race between you and Dominic. The only enemy is him, and if you kill him, the world is destroyed, yet you keep doing it.
It's just so tempting.
It's very tempting to do. I don't know how to win without damaging others. Like, I'm winning. Yeah, I never learned that lesson. Yeah, okay. What about the Titanic now? Does that make it better?
So...
A shipwreck. Slippery.
It is slippery. Again, get some nos on that. You get some momentum. That's good.
It's big. Yep.
So it's going to be distracting and take up a lot of room. Dominic now has to swerve around it. Might cause an accident, though. May it kill it.
Damn it.
It also will not... hold structural integrity the moment you put it on land because it has been under the sea for ages.
Alright, what
also
about
the train?
Yeah, the train will destroy. Okay, what about last option in the Titanic realm? The cupboard that Rose and Jack are on.
Hey!
Floating in the sea.
And you still have like just Jack?
Yes, Jack's frozen corpse.
Oh, you can slip on that.
Yeah! We put good. Jack underneath. Leaving a big red snail trail as we go. Dominic Toretto was like, I don't know what he's driving. Rose is on there like, please, we're going too fast.
Quiet, Rose! We got a win! The problem there, though, is the same as the iceberg. Because once you've won...
Yeah, I just have a cupboard.
Yeah.
But there's so many frozen corpses in the sea,
sure. Yeah. So many.
Dominic Toretto... it'd be like how you're gonna, you know, keep racing. I'd be like, dude, I know an ocean that is full of these.
How many people died on the ship? Heaps.
Good on me for not pushing Rose off, frankly.
Yeah, a real gentlemanly move.
I was like, hey, I'm taking this for a street race, but you can stay, I don't care.
Oh, you know what? It's weird that she didn't leave, because she was very distressed when you were racing.
Well, I guess she's like, well, at least we're getting to shore.
Yeah. We're getting to shore.
I got a race to win. What led to that scenario? Am I like getting on the Titanic in 1920s America? Like, hell yeah, at the end of this, I want to be in a street race. That's what I'm
in 2000 and... Oh, wait, it's the first one. So 1999, mm-hmm. Maybe?
That's it. That was a wild away.
Yeah. It's a good option.
Yes, but...
That's funny because it's also Nan Rose now. she's old.
Bryson and the grandma rules. Yes?
Are you old?
Yes.
I'm an old man.
I'm also telling scientists about how much fucking I
did. It'll be good.
Yeah, I fucked heaps in the Titanic. It's great to imagine, you know, in Titanic, like, Rose just tells that story about how much she fucked and Jack or whatever, getting the wrong idea and being like, oh, they want fucking tales from the Titanic.
Hey, scientists, you know how much fucking I did?
I got stories, yeah.
A necklace, what?
Huh?
My dick.
I thought we were talking about fucking, I'll go home.
Alright. You've done okay. You maybe didn't kill Dominic, but probably did.
Yeah.
I've got one last thing that I'm sure will win this street race.
Absolutely.
You've gone big. I respect that.
Yeah.
I think I may have gone bigger.
All right.
Apollo 13. From the film Apollo 13.
Right.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. Two other blokes whose name I forget. Me.
Ed Harris. Kevin Bacon,
someone
maybe.
Also yelled, just get it out. No suggestions?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, okay.
Kevin Bacon. I'm going to put Val Kilmer in there, not because he was in that movie, but I like him so much.
Iceman!
Yes.
Spaceships generally go up.
Yeah, because they're aimed up. Aiming vertical, horizontal, idiot.
Second problem. Spaceships are hard to stop.
Yeah. So you know how you were like, look, doesn't matter how far you go, the end of the race is over there.
Yeah.
Well done for like... So I feel hitting the stratosphere. Good job, dickhead.
I'm going up. I'm aiming my rocket ship sideways.
Good on you for eventually going in the sea.
There. Good job. Hang on. You know what? Yeah. Okay, you count down. 10, whatever. You do the countdown.
Yeah.
Guess what happens?
What?
A rocket ignites.
Yeah.
Guess what happens there? That's a lot of rocket fuel igniting. Guess who's near that? Dominic Toretto. Guess who you just killed, dickhead?
But you don't realize till the end of the race.
So
you
get
there and you're like, did I win? And then Dominic never arrives. I guess I didn't. So,
good job.
Yeah.
We doom humanity in all these situations and kept killing Dominic Toretto. I'm the only vehicle that could get me off Earth.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, fuck. I picked Apollo 13, which famously did get off Earth.
Did not
survive in space.
No.
Well, you just gotta keep, you know...
I'll die with Tom Hanks in space, though. That's pretty good.
It's kind of a win, yeah.
Houston won't be there for me to be like... Houston
will be there and be like... What? Is that our spaceship?
Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah. You stole our spaceship for a fucking street race. That is a problem. You're going to jail.
What?
Well, you're in space. Well, if you come back...
Well, that's the thing, Houston.
My name is not Houston. Houston is the state or the city that we're in. Anyway, you're clearly not an astronaut. Cool. You've hijacked this space. That's fine. Go on. I'm taking it quite well, to be honest.
Good job, Houston. Thanks for being so understanding.
Don't try and compliment me.
You're great at your job.
Anyway, bring it back.
That's the thing, Houston.
Yeah.
We're in space. There appears to be liquid shooting out of the side. Tom Hanks is upset because he thinks it's oxygen. I don't know what oxygen looks like. I am not an astronaut.
How did you get into space? You were aimed sideways. What happened?
Sorry, but
was there a jump?
Yeah.
Whoa!
He just kept going to the edge of the... Oh, shit, Earth's flat. Lucky us.
Dan, you're beginning
it's
a jump.
It's been a big day of discoveries. One, I run a gang now. Two, Earth is flat. Three, this spaceship is broke.
You like, going off a jump and not realizing is really good. Like everybody else being like, we're going up. You're like, no, we're going to win this.
Just aiming at a ramp, mate.
Yeah. That is a risk you should allow for.
I mean, look, you've killed humanity.
Yeah.
We did mention a certain Val Kilmer and an Iceman. What about the plane from Top Gun?
Okay. Ooh, does anyone remember Top Gun?
They played a lot of volleyball. That's all I can really remember from that.
I think the plane from Top Gun is just a plane.
Yeah.
Sure is.
I mean, mine was just a spaceship.
Mine was just a boat.
Two boats.
I feel like, because again, how long does a plane need for, like, to fly?
Well,
probably
more than
a quarter mile. But
again,
yeah,
those planes shoot flames from behind.
Why can we not do this without killing Dominic Toretto?
I've got an idea.
Best vehicle. It's a gun.
Okay.
I just aim at Dominic Toretto and I shoot him in the head.
What about poison to give to Dominic Toretto?
Guys, we keep killing him, and I don't understand.
I'm
bringing a bomb. Fuck!
Oh, yeah, one of them bullet things from Mario.
Yep.
As we're riding it, I'll just aim it towards Dominic Toretto.
What about a lion that I've trained to kill Dominic Toretto? Oh, wait!
The more that we go down this path, the less and less logical the Fast and Furious movies seem. This movie's dedicated to trying to kill him. We're doing it accidentally every single time.
It's one of the easiest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
It's actually really simple. I'm back.
I actually think a tiger trained to kill Dominic Toretto might not kill Dominic Toretto, only because I think he could kill a tiger. I think he'd snap the tiger's neck. I'm not in the gang, but he survived at least.
Yeah. Well, how about Yoshi? Mario's dinosaur.
Okay.
Because again, he's not going to kill Dominic. He'll just eat him and shit him out as an egg.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Hang on.
I can just punch that dino to the finish line.
Yeah, good. But Yoshi famously drives a car in Mario Kart.
Ah.
So presumably cannot run as fast as a car. Guess who's losing that race.
Yeah.
And imagine the embarrassment of rocking up on a dinosaur, making a big game, and then losing.
Yeah,
I went back to a fictional past.
Yeah.
Came back, Dominic, on this dino. I'm gonna fuck you up. Oh, you won.
Damn.
I put you in an egg for a bit. That would be fucked up, but you broke out and still won.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I don't think the egg will hold him for a while.
Yeah.
I think at the very least, you won without... You didn't win, but you're the only one who has yet to kill Dominic Toretto.
Fuck it. We keep killing Dom. What if I win the race by killing myself? I'm gonna launch myself out of a cannon.
Ah!
I might survive, but I'll win.
Will you?
Are you as fast as a car?
Because, again, you got two things. First off, you're going to go fast in the car.
Yep.
Secondly, you got to time it right so you don't get caught by that train.
You don't want to just splat into the train as Dominic drives by. Because that is the full shame on his face.
Also, that will probably distract him enough that he crashes into the train and dies.
You gotta win without distracting the boy.
Can we do this in just a car? Can we just choose?
They will lose. We're not that good.
Fucking hell!
All right.
What about if I get on Dominic Toretto's shoulders?
Then he wins because, like, his pecs are bigger than you.
No, perfect.
Yeah.
Dominic Toretto's car, we just stand on it, and right at the end, we jump forward.
Yes! Absolutely.
No, the gun again.
No.
All right, how about this?
Okay.
Okay, so I strap myself to Dominic Toretto's bonnet. He's going around. Before we get to the finish line, I shoot!
Dominic Toretto?
No. Forward. That gun is now, the bullet is going faster than the car and us, and the bullet crosses.
Well, then the bullet's in the gang. And we are not. Damn. What about if the two of us are on the...
Catch up with the bullet?
No.
I don't know speed. What about the bus from Speed?
Hell yeah. All right, can't go under 50 miles per hour.
Yeah, which is perfect, because we're in a race.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, okay, we're at the start. Dominic trainer was parked. Okay. You're parked.
No, I'm not. If I stop, I'll explode. Dominic, I'm like, okay, let's go. Then when I get to the finish line, and even if I win, I have to be like, I won, but I gotta keep going.
You can't gloat, but you might win.
Yeah, I'll just have...
This bus from Speed keeps you humble.
Yeah, that's good. I just have a sign that I can chuck out the back when I win. It was like, gotcha, idiot, I won, but I have to keep going, because this is the bus from Speed.
And this bus is a bomb, motherfucker.
What are the rules of a street race?
So you have to be sat, like, in a starting from a still position?
Yes.
If so, guess what's happened?
You roll up and park and explode, and guess what happens?
Kill Dominic.
I was so sure that one was the one!
Alright, so we're using this to get into his gang.
Yes.
So maybe a ship with a different type of...
I've got it. You've used a ship.
I have.
Several. I've used a train, which is basically a land ship.
Yeah. So how about we get the best ship of all?
Yes.
Friendship.
I'm so glad we're on the same page now. Because that was a big... The moment I opened my mouth, I was like, wait, I don't know what he's about to say. This could just be...
The Titanic 2!
Ship, what?
Damn, oh my god.
You just saw Joel Brennan in action, ladies and gentlemen. That was why did I do that? I could have easily just been like...
It was beautiful to watch.
The Dominic comes up, he's like, let's go to a race. We'll be like, how about this? Let's shake hands.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, you have to shake my hand. It was on you. You fell into that trap. Should have taken Douche's hand.
Powerful.
Good.
My hand was like, the gang.
Yeah,
good friends. Let's go rob a safe or some shit.
Yes,
I think that'll work. I mean, it's not a race, but
just befriending him.
Yeah.
And then maybe you get to ride in his car, and then it's not really a street race. He's just driving. But
it's not the finish line that matters. It's the friends we make along the way. Let me be your passenger.
I think Dominic Trumbo's
or whatever.
I don't know that one.
It's from Jaws.
Ah. I've never seen Jaws. I have seen Titanic, though. Like, twice.
And on that note... I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
How have you not seen Jaws?
I don't know.
How have you not accidentally watched it? I reckon I've accidentally seen that movie like 7 times.
I've seen the scene where they throw... This might not be from Jaws. Where they throw the gas canister in the shark's mouth. Is that Jaws?
That's Jaws 2? I think.
I may have seen that one.
The one with this little Scarface and shit?
There was a canister, that's all I remember.
Anyway, we ended the show, I think.
We're gonna go on the backstage and berate this boy.
Yeah, you can cut your ass. That's what it was missing. And applause he didn't deserve!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.